Episode 495, August 10th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
Fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you get
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Well, hopefully we'll have listeners this week when we take Gramps and Eric out of the chair here and we bring back Joe Robinson.
Yeah, there's going to be disappointment. I actually had a conversation about something else with Mac Bergson today, superfan, and he said it was his favorite episode ever. And I said I wasn't on it. I wasn't on the episode.
I believe Mac on Facebook said, let's start a GoFundMe to keep Joe on vacation. By the way, before Gramps had left the house, we do the show, we're walking out, I'm walking him out, he gets a text saying, great show. It's from Mac Burks. Within 30 seconds of the show ending.
It was a great show.
It was.
I was laughing my ass off. It was so funny. Everything was perfect. Yeah, no, I wasn't too jealous. I'll tell you what I was a little jealous of. I talked to Justin and Justin Schlegel. And he said, man, Rob was great on 98 Rock. Now, you know I root for you. I actually root for you more than you root for me. I actually think that. But.
Okay. I don't. How do I need to root for you? I said you're killing it.
No.
Great, and you get all these gigs.
I'm just saying. I root for you on there. Hard.
You do push me.
I push you hard.
To get me dates, you do.
But the point is that I was like, God, I need to step up my game. You know what I mean? Because he said you fucking destroyed all week.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that, but I think let's stay on Gramps for a second.
Okay, sure.
You were on the show, Joe, last week in drops.
I was?
Yes.
Probably doesn't sound good. What were the drops?
You can go fuck yourself, you fucking asshole.
That sounds good.
Did you see the Justin Scott and Spiegel Twitter? Their picture is me with my face superimposed onto Jessica Tandy from Driving Miss Daisy. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you seen it, right, Robbie?
Yeah, it's all on our
God, I hate it.
Robbie, I went back to Gramps to cue you.
We weren't just talking about Gramps.
poor Gramps.
Joe was complimenting me, and I actually stopped that to go back to Gramps.
You remember the whole thing about the him having to go to the Geek Squad, right?
Yes.
Of course.
We're doing pre-show. This is in the middle of pre-show. He sends me this. My computer is not connecting. I shut it down and turned it back on. Still nothing. Now I have shut it down again and unplugged and replugged the system. Here's hoping. I would hate to miss the show.
So
he's in chat. He made it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Thank
he couldn't
God.
Get in. As a matter of fact, Max in too. He said it was the best show, but he also said it was Joe's best show.
I thought Gramps was a home run. I thought Eric was great.
Everybody was great. I laughed. I probably laughed 15 times during the show.
Yeah, me and Robbie just sat back and let those two just go for it. I mean, when he said. Well, Eric's story about the read-through with Justin and his girlfriend.
That it was 6 hours long,
yes,
I believe,
that was awesome.
If I'm not mistaken.
I love Gramps' recording that song stuff that he needs for Eric. I thought he killed that.
No.
The one take.
Yeah, no. I laughed my ass off. It was hysterical. The only thing is, the story about the woman with breast cancer that showed her augmented, removed breasts or whatever, Gramps, with Gramps telling it, yes, that's different than us telling it.
Yes, you're correct.
So he's like, Joe wouldn't let me tell it. By the way, I don't think it was me. I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
I could have been the one.
I think that it was someone else, but that's okay. I'll take the blame. And my father mentioned like six times about me making fun of him.
Did he text you afterwards and say it went really well, or are you,
he
Robbie?
Asked me if I listened, is okay. What he did, yeah. And I said it was outstanding, which it was. I told the truth.
It was.
And Rob, we have to really give you and Eric and myself all a pat on the back for just really facilitating and knowing where to take Gramps the whole show. I mean,
did you just give yourself a pat on the back?
I did. I included myself in that pat on the back.
I thought it was a team effort. It was a fantastic show.
I have one more Gramps thing, right, that I have to make a little bit of a confession. So, you know, Gramps was very concerned about me having COVID.
Yes.
So, and it's important to me. I try to tell the truth whenever I can, but yeah. I knew that if I told Gramps that I didn't get tested, that it was going to bother him till I felt better. So I just told him I didn't have it, which was not true. I've never got tested. So okay. Sorry about that, Gramps, but I couldn't have you worrying too much about my health, but I feel great. Do I sound better?
You look
better?
Great.
I look great. I feel great. I'm better than I've ever been.
Yeah.
I could tell on 98 Rock today that you were back to normal.
Yeah, I said, my son texted me and said, when can we hang? I said, now. I said, I'm get tired, but I woke up at 5:30.
Of course.
Yeah, 15 this morning or whatever. By the way, it sucks getting up that early, doesn't it?
Yeah, well.
Did you drive here every morning or just?
I didn't Monday night, because Monday night I came here for
God,
the show.
I would have
stayed
here every night. I would not have woken up at 4 or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's not too bad, but. Well, the one day it rained super hard. I was like, well, this was a dumb idea. I mean, it was pouring down rain. But basically my schedule was I would go to bed at like 11 o'clock or midnight once I got into a rhythm. I'd get up at like 4:30. I'd literally just wash my face, brush my teeth, put clothes on. I'd already sort of packed my computer and stuff. I'd come over here. If Tawana either made me coffee or I hit your Keurig, and then I would get on here about 5 a.m., and then I would do the show. Every day I left here, I went to Chick-fil-A. I got breakfast before they closed at 10:30 every day.
Nice.
And then I'd go home.
What'd you get, the little mini biscuits or the biscuit?
I get my go-to is the biscuit, egg, and bacon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But there's three or four great choices.
I'm getting that tomorrow
Smart, yeah. And then I would go home, and then I would take a nap from about 11:30 to 1:32, and then I would do whatever I did that day, and then I'd go back to sleep around 11. It wasn't too bad. Now, I didn't have any responsibilities the rest of the day, so I didn't have to go to a full-time job like you've had to do, or at least work. But I had a great time. I really needed that just to feel like I was doing something during
productive.
The week. Productive. You know, and working with Justin, who, I mean, it's not just that he's funny. It's not just that. It's just if he was a quarterback, he could have Mahomes' arm. He could run like Lamar Jackson.
Right.
He could run like Cam Newton if you need short yardage.
Yeah.
And he could read defense like Peyton Manning, because he can do everything with the board. He can do voices. He can do crazy. He can do silly.
He can sing.
He can do straight broadcasting.
Every
do a read.
He can do. Yeah.
Resetting breaks. Asking questions. Just the basic fundamentals of broadcasting. He can feed you. He can just take over. And it's just like. And then Josh is his own. Their chemistry is fantastic. So I felt like I was just sitting here just, you know, he was setting me up to have a great
week.
So thank you.
I told you this before, but, you know, one time I was on the air and Safeway was coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. And Safeway was doing a break about who the fuck knows, right? I mean, it's a sponsor, so they're going to come in and talk about their deli and their baked goods or whatever the hell they do, right? And as soon as they say they're doing that, and that we have to do it, it's a sponsor.
And you can't shit on it.
I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, what the fuck am I going to ask Safeway about?
Because your entire instinct is to shit on it, and you can't even take yourself seriously. So, tell us about the new produce section.
You can't do anything, right? And Justin just fucking takes over, and I don't say a word, and he's hilarious.
Right.
And he's talking about you checking yourself out. You know, nobody had to say a word.
He just does Blue it.
Just did it. Yeah, it was a godsend, no doubt.
Yeah, we had one particular line that I said that he kept going back and forth. I think I even tweeted it later as a joke. I may be able to say it on stage as a joke. But Josh told a story about this nurse in her 60s who was complaining that she rides the, I don't know if it was the subway or the metro, some public transit, home from work, the hospital, and there's people on the train not wearing masks, and if she dies of COVID, she will come back and haunt them. And then Justin did this whole ghost sound effect right. thing and did this whole thing about her haunting. And then I said, yeah, what if she dies of COVID and then her son wants to get revenge, so he comes back and he murders each of them individually coming this winter to a theater near you. I know what you didn't wear last summer.
Hey, no, yes. I you did tweet that. Yeah, yeah I saw so it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I felt like, boom, we just turned into, that could be a bit on stage.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I had a great time. It was a fabulous time. So thank you, Justin.
And you got
thank
paid.
Thank you, Josh. And I got paid, which would kick me off unemployment, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, I was on today. I was better than I've been, for sure.
Well, you, were, you re- were your batteries recharged, or were you tired from the vacation?
You know, I wasn't tired. Do we have time to start to jump? I know we have a special guest coming up. Do I have time to talk a little bit about the vacation?
Yeah, let's come back and talk about that. Rob and Joshua.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Saturday, September 5th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Oh, I can't do that one. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.
Little screechy.
Not that.
Little screechy.
That what we just heard is Mac Bergson's new ringtone. Well done, Gramps. Just a home run all the way around. So you just got back from vacationing in North Carolina with how many of Katie's family?
It's her whole family, you know, her whole immediate family. It's her dad, her mom, her brother, her sister-in-law, and her two nephews.
Okay.
And, of course, me and Katie in this giant
and
house.
And Oscar.
And Oscar, yeah. So three from my family. But, you know, so a couple things. First of all, you know, there was a
hurricane
right, a hurricane down there. Now, guess how many beach days we missed?
I'm guessing one.
Zero.
That's better than one.
So, we didn't go out on, I think it was Monday, but we could have. The family went to the pool that day. You certainly could have gone out. It rained that night. That was the hurricane. I slept through it. I didn't hear any of it.
Perfect.
You know, Katie and her dad are just staring out the window for 8 hours or whatever.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. There is something kind of cool about watching a hurricane, but,
yeah.
And there was some damn, when I woke up, there were some trees blown over, but it didn't, I never even saw it rain.
So you were unfazed.
Didn't affect me. But, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but Frank, Katie's dad, has been nicer to me.
Hmm.
Okay. And when he starts shitting on me, I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
Right.
It's hilarious.
As do I.
Most of it is about me being unathletic and not being a man and me not being funny, right? That's what, those are his go-to. And I love it. It makes me laugh so hard. I love it.
Hello?
I love being shit on by Frank. And all of a sudden he stopped doing it.
Do you think his wife said something?
100%.
Oh.
Okay. So 100% his wife's like, hey, you got to stop making, he's your son-in-law. You have to stop making fun of him. Now, of course, listen, if I love you, I'm going to make fun of you. Now, if I don't like you, I'll probably make fun of you, but it's much more likely if I'm making fun of you that I like you.
But isn't that a typical father-in-law, son-in-law relationship? Like, he's not going to make fun of his daughter-in-law like that.
As long as he likes me. So he does, or he wouldn't be making fun of me.
I would say the percentage of father-in-laws that like their son-in-law, they 80% make fun of them.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course they do. But I think that, see, if you're, females don't receive that kind of ribbing the same way.
Correct.
They don't. So Katie's mom, I assume, hears that and thinks about what it would be like if she was being made fun of in that manner, right? And all I do is just crack up when it's happening to me. I love it, right? So, and you know, as funny as that, we were going to do our fantasy draft, and former show announcer Tim was at the draft, and he loved it because he knew Frank was going to come and goof on me.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But then the table started, we started goofing on him, Tim, and started getting pissed off because he thought that it was going to be something different than what it was. But whatever, that's it's a
dumb
little
cunt.
Aside. But anyway, the point is,
you motherfucker.
I talked about that today on 98 Rock, right? But really, I was letting Frank know, if he was listening, that, dude, I don't have at me. Yes, I don't want it to stop. That's what I like. I enjoy that.
Frank.
Well, you know, he never said a word. No text, no nothing. And then I texted him. I said, hey, did you listen today? We'd like to talk to you about it. We'd like to talk to you about it tomorrow. He's on. He's on 98 Rock tomorrow at 8:45.
Because Joe is on 98 Rock all week. He's filling in for Justin, as I did for Scott. So, Frank, well, this is huge.
Yeah, Frank on 98 Rock.
Yeah.
I just hope that he doesn't try to protect anyone. I hope he just tells it like it is.
Well, you know, will Frank be himself on the air? That's the question.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think he will. I think we can pull it out of him. Robbie, what's your gauge on this?
Yes, I think he will want to be funny on the air, and I would encourage him to speak freely.
Well, I think that he might protect his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might say, no, she didn't say that. And by the way, if he says I'm going on 98 Rock because they're going to ask me if you said stop making fun of Joe, she's going to say, don't tell them that I told you that.
But he also might want to not act like his wife told him to not stop doing something and he listened. I mean, he might want to be protecting his manhood.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Well, what's he then? His manhood is that he's just nice to me. He doesn't want that either.
Maybe his angle is that, yeah, you make fun of someone that you like, and I stop liking you.
He might say that. Yeah. Who knows? And Scott will do a good job asking him about, is he okay with me as his son-in-law?
Scott will do a great job with that.
He'll do a good job with that. And it'll go that direction for sure. But I don't know if I'll find out the truth, but Katie 100% thinks that her mom... By the way, we played Trivial Pursuit down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, must have been a crazy time.
And it was me and Katie and her brother against Frank, who doesn't care and doesn't, and her sister-in-law and her mom.
Did you crush them?
We crushed them, and they were fucking pissed.
They mad were at Frank or just sore losers?
Sore losers. Oh. And they were so mad. Of course, I loved it. I thought it was so funny that they were, right? Wouldn't you love that?
Of
right.
Of course.
I was laughing. It was so funny. But then I felt bad because the next day, her sister-in-law was like, hey, sorry about how I acted. Then it made me feel bad. I was like, don't, you're allowed to be like that. I'd rather you be, you know what I mean?
Were they drunk?
I don't think so. I don't think they were drunk. Huh. I just think that they're competitive, right?
And you destroyed them.
It was like we won. They had three pie. We had six. So,
okay.
I mean, whatever you would consider that.
A comfortable victory.
The last question, every question they had was somehow about George Bush Jr., and they were getting pissed off because they weren't getting any of them or whatever. But anyway, the final question was, whose fans are affectionately known as Wainiacs? Do you know the answer? Robbie probably does.
Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton is the answer, right?
Nice.
So I thought about it for a couple seconds. Maybe even 15 to 20 seconds. And then I said, Wayne Newton. And her mom goes, of course it's Wayne. Who doesn't know that? Yes, it's Wayne Newton. Like, she's pissed that it took me so long to say the right answer.
Well, what are the other? I mean, John Wayne, he's not going to have fans like
Wainiacs?
That.
No, that's right. Not what they
were. I thought it was Wayne Brady.
That's right, Wainiacs.
Yes. Bruce Wayne.
But anyway, I just, they would never listen to this show, but I require no apology at all.
No apology required.
No, I like it. I like poor sportsmanship. I do. I like it. That is a lot more fun than, it's okay, whoever wins. No, I like when people get, as long as you're not mad at me the next day.
Yeah, is it just you have a little tiff and then we move on?
If you flip the board over and you're fine the next day, I'd love it. Yes, I'd 100% love it. Yeah.
Let's talk about how my week started here in your house by walking in at 5 a.m. And your door was ajar. We talked about it on the air. Katie heard about this while listening.
Yeah.
Did you catch some flack down there? Because we blame you 100%.
So, of course it's me. God. Okay, so I'm past this now. I left the door open. That's a pretty egregious error,
yeah,
obviously, on my part. But today, Rob walks in, and one thing I didn't know is the door wasn't actually, like, wide open. It was actually, it wasn't pulled tight.
It was still touching a
little
bit.
But it was touching, right? Yes. It was touching. Hey, when I heard that, I was relieved. Not because I was off the hook for anything, right? But I was relieved because if the door was wide open, that put us at a much greater risk.
Yes.
And Katie is saying that that meant I was trying to get out of my responsibility. She should come in here if she's listening. But I was like, no, I'm not trying. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that the door was touching the frame than if it was wide open?
But I feel like if it was wide open, I would have emphasized wide open. I never. I said it was a jar.
Right. When it was, but a jar usually means that it wasn't pulled tight, but it was touching. I'm not trying to defend it.
It was touching. It was touching, but in the least way you could touch.
I got it. But I'm not defending it. Other than I was so relieved that I didn't put my house at the risk that I thought that I did.
Right.
And of course, then she's saying that I'm trying to get out of it. You know, somehow when I'm wrong, I still find a way to be right, yes, or whatever. But no, that was just me expressing relief to you, not trying to get out of it.
How often will you hear about this in the future?
Because
she's going to say, lock the door, don't forget this time. Will that be for years, oh, she'll say that.
I'll hear about it 10 more times for sure.
Okay.
Because if I do something that dumb, yeah, she'll be like, hey, remember the time you blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that'll come up 10 times probably over the course of the next
I was just
lifetime.
Happy it gave us something right off the bat to talk about Monday morning. So we just come out of the gates swinging with a conversation.
Hey, you know, I slept through the hurricane, and you know, the day after we came back, there was an earthquake there.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
That's
yeah.
Weird. Now, I had some ideas to do some things to your home, some fun little prank ideas. And the wind kind of came out of my sails when Eric wasn't coming over, because that's his wheelhouse.
Yeah, if he was here, as soon as I heard he wasn't physically coming over, I wasn't too worried.
Well,
wasn't worried anyway, but
I had an original idea, which would have taken about some time to make happen. And I'd even looked it up, and then I got lazy. My first idea, with the help of Robbie, was to get a life-size cardboard cutout of Chris Restivo made.
Well,
and then have it sitting somewhere in your house. And then I realized, it's funny for a second, and then what?
Yeah, I've done jokes like that. I put a big picture of Mickey's head that was on a kid that was on a tricycle. And the joke, it was a 5-second laugh, and then that's it.
Right.
And
juice
I spent
not
$150
exactly.
Or whatever.
So then I had
and
an
Robbie
idea.
Robbie made that picture, by the way.
Then I had an idea of taking your wedding photos that are hanging up on your walls and then replacing them with framed photos of, again, Chris Restivo.
Yeah.
And then that also seemed like work.
It's a lot of work. And the frame,
right,
getting the pictures, yeah.
And then I had an idea of that picture that our friend Sean sent us of his child playing with toys with a giant turd on the floor. I thought that would be a great one. Just to slip in there in the middle of your wedding photos. And
gotcha.
Again, that seemed like work. So at the end of the day, I did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, and those would have been funny, and we would have taken the picture out.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not, the juice isn't really worth the squeeze.
It's not.
If you and Eric are here laughing about whatever you're
yes.
doing, but if it's just you by yourself.
Right, or if we're doing it live on the air, we're getting a bit out of it or something.
Good point.
Then it has some legs.
Hey, Max said in chat, you're not helping yourself by calling him George Bush Jr. Well, that is, he is George Bush Jr.
Well, different middle names, right?
Right, there's George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Should I just call him George W. Bush?
Isn't he the third, or is he?
Is he? I thought he was junior. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought he was in fact.
Just call him W.
Do you know who the fuck I'm talking about, Mac?
Mac is just, ever since he got a taste of a full Gramps episode.
He can't stand me
anymore. It's going to be a while before he even likes.
Jeez, dude.
Well, he used to shit on me a lot, and now you're the guy. And I'm happy to, he'll come back to me eventually, but I'm okay with that for now.
No, Mac did me a big favor. I'm not allowed to talk about it on the air, but he's allowed to say whatever the hell he wants to me.
Do you want to rebut what Eric said, that Taylor Jenkins, he ran into him, and that God. Still waiting on his shirt from
so look here,
5 months ago.
The note that I made, the top that I made.
Taylor Jenkins t-shirt.
I 100% never thought about it again. So is Taylor coming to a murder mystery anytime soon? Can I just give it to him there?
I don't know. We have September 5th is our next one, Magoobie's Joke House. So this Why don't we give him tickets?
This is the plan. Have Taylor, if he's coming to the murder mystery, we can certainly give him tickets,
Although
right?
giving tickets now, actually.
It matters.
Loses money. Cause,
yeah, because it only seats yeah. 180, right?
Sorry, never mind.
But well. If his plan is to come, then I will give him the shirt there. And if his plan is not to come, then I will physically go to his house and I will yes. deliver the t-shirt. I will do that.
And if he comes to the murder mystery, I will give him a Once You Go White, You'll Still Be Tight t-shirt as well.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
So, double t-shirts.
Well, when you wait, 6 months for sure. We have the shirt giving policy of Chris Restivo, of five-plated clothing.
Hey, remember when Chris was on the Zoom call? If yes. you guys are Patreons, I'm giving a little bit away. He goes, hey, I have Joe's t-shirt.
Yes.
And he on the show, he showed it to me.
Yeah.
It was the shirt.
Yeah.
And then he physically put it in a manila envelope. I'm like, I'm going to fucking get this
thing. That was 3 months ago.
And it never made it.
Never made
it. Hey, listen, Taylor, you will get your t-shirt. That's a fact. Okay?
You still know where it is?
I mean, I know where the t-shirts are. I don't remember what I'm supposed to give him.
So we have to start the process all over again.
I just need
to
know.
With the size and all
I don't
that.
Even remember which t-shirt. Is it Back to the 80s? Is it,
I think that's what,
is it
I don't know.
Halloween Whodunit? Is
I
it,
don't know. How about yeah. both? Yeah.
So, Taylor, if you could, just message me on Twitter. That's where you can get me.
Well, if it's the Halloween one, it's actually ironic because by the time he gets it, it will be Halloween pretty much. So.
Max says, hey, Taylor, still a maybe. No, I will get him the t-shirt. I will do it.
Update on Tawanda and I's golf. Remember, I was worried that I kept beating her. And I did take my foot off the gas a little bit.
You did.
Took a little more chances, on
gotcha.
The, off the, going.
Driver
the
in the
yes,
sand, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Aggressive things. And then, like I predicted, that did get me into a rut. And I lost a little putting confidence.
Oh,
and then
you
she
did?
Started to get beating me and get competitive. But I have since come back.
Gotcha.
And got my groove back again.
And the PGA tournament was so great that had to. Pump up the idea, or does just yes. Tawanda into that?
No,
stuff?
She's got into it. Yeah, she wants.
That was fun.
She wants in our golf pool.
Benchwarmer says, "Haha, slide into my DMs deactivates Twitter. My Twitter is not deactivated. As a matter of fact, I'm tweeting about football now.
Well, it's the season is upon us almost.
And also, if I hear if I think of something hilarious, I also will say that. But that's it. No more politics. No more COVID. None
right.
of that. I'm only doing football and sports and,
yes.
and humor. That's it.
Have you been contacted about your role on the Ravens pregame show?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's changed. Although, what I didn't ask? I used to do an hour before Kirk and I went on.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm still doing that.
Or are you going to the stadium? There's a lot of things I'd be
no,
wondering.
No, I'm not going to the stadium.
Okay.
I literally roll in here. Somebody will run the board.
So you do it all from this your home. That's perfect.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do after the show's over?
Watch the game.
Go downstairs and watch every second of the game.
God, that'll be nice.
Yeah, we can have parties.
Yeah.
You can watch me taking notes.
But yeah. Do you take notes?
I mean, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. If every week we had people come over to watch the Ravens game,
yeah,
you would still not be able to miss the Washington football team's games, correct? You wouldn't be able to do
well,
that.
Well, I'm more... last year, Red Zone was what I watched 80% of the time.
Gotcha.
So I'm addicted to Red Zone.
The Redskins, sorry, the Washington football team, in Vegas, the lowest number is Jacksonville Jaguars
right.
at 5. And the Washington football team is at 5.5.
I'll say this, I'm a lot more excited to watch them this year than last year.
Just because of the youth, because
well, new coach. I mean, Haskins.
What about
shredded
Geis?
Now? I'm excited. I'm excited about Chase Young. So,
yeah, you know what? You're right. It will be cool to watch Chase Young because here's the thing. Sorry, Robbie. This is give me 30 seconds. He will be a beast. In
exactly.
League. There's no. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Only thing that can stop him is injury. Other than that, he's going to be a star in this league. Fact.
Yeah,
I think he's Khalil Mack.
Yeah, he's going to be Nick Bosa last year, and he was a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. It won't be long.
Hail somebody to did a the mock. Red Wolves. Victory. I am bummed it's not the Red Wolves.
It might be.
It's still a shot at it?
Yeah.
I thought that was eliminated. I guess nothing's eliminated.
No, I actually saw something today that might make you think that it has legs.
A lot of it has to do with this dick who owns all the names.
Yeah, he bought all the trademarks.
They can get this asshole to, give up Red
Smart,
Wolves.
Though.
It was smart. You know, it reminds me a little bit, you know how, what's his name, who talks about the patent trolls all the time?
Todd Moore.
Oh, is it Todd Moore does that too? But no, what's his name from The Man Show, Robbie? You know his name.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla. Jeez, what's the matter with me? Yeah, it seems like that to me. You know, you haven't really done anything. You haven't done any work. So
no, it
you
is.
You don't do the
yes.
work, and somehow you can find a way to rig the system so you can make money off of other people's intellectual property. I don't like that. It's somebody else's idea.
No, it's a troll thing.
I fucking hate it. Yeah,
I definitely hate it.
There's something wrong with
it. But it does sound like something Robbie would do.
Oh, Robbie would 100% do that.
Yeah, I wish I'd thought of it.
Should we talk about our special guest coming up?
Oh, should we? When are we calling him? In 10 minutes, Robbie?
About 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to guess that he has not listened to my album yet.
So, Mike Chamberlain, or as Robbie refers to him, Michael Chamberlain, which it bothers me. He calls him Michael.
Yeah, come on. He's
I
a
don't,
Mike.
Yeah, I don't. That bugs me. Yeah. But
I don't know why.
You sent him, did you send him a link? Did you send him a download card? What did you send him?
I sent him the easiest thing possible.
A file.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, and you just sent him the link
because,
to watch.
Because, I mean, the other things, I mean, he might have to, he knows YouTube. Maybe he doesn't know Spotify or Pandora, although it's the same principle. It's just as easy. But I thought YouTube was the easiest.
I would rather do. Is there video also?
No.
Just
it's
audio.
Six tracks.
Oh,
six
dude,
YouTube
yeah.
links.
And what is it? What are they each? Like 3 minutes
it's
each?
It's a total of 30. So
30 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, here's the deal. I know your jokes.
Yeah.
So, or a lot of them. But if you sent me that and said, listen to this, I would do that.
For an actual review, yeah.
Yeah, I 100% I would do it. And that's me probably knowing most of what I'm going to hear.
Yes.
Like, how did you do or
but
whatever.
But your review would be a different kind of a review because these jokes wouldn't be new to you. So you could.
Right. Did you tell
different
them?
Different
insight. Yeah. How did they go or blah, blah, blah. I gotcha. But they're jokes you know how to tell.
Yes. And there's also some great crowd work on there, which you would appreciate as an aficionado of crowd work.
Miggity Max says two things that you're going to like when you're not. What are you going to go? What do you want to hear first?
I would like to hear the thing that I, you know, screw it. I'll go good news first.
The good news is he loved your album.
I'll take it.
And he recommended that people go buy it.
Thank you, Mac.
The bad news is he said there's no chance that Michael Chamberlain has listened, and I completely agree.
Well, I mean, he's very busy. Although, look, Michael Chamberlain did do something much harder, and he read Blame the Victim.
That is, but here's the thing. I think that's something that he enjoys doing.
Okay.
Reading scripts, but...
But it's got to be more time-consuming than a half... Well, it's not that...
You had a big advantage because apparently it was pretty good. Which he was probably expecting it to be absolute shit. So you had an advantage in that regard.
Yes, but I was still surprised that he liked it that much.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
I mean, apparently it's timeless, Joe. It's a timeless story.
Do you remember when Michael Chamberlain evaluated our acting abilities? Do you remember that?
Yes, I believe you won when we did a little...
It's Not Your Fault.
Yeah,
Your Fault scene from...
But you'd seen the movie. I was in it.
It mattered that I saw the movie, for sure. Because I was basically just doing a Robin Williams impersonation.
Yes. So he's given his
and
reviews.
I also only had to say, it's not your fault. I didn't have to say anything else. Yeah, I really screwed you on that one.
Yeah, it's all right. So he's reviewed our acting. He's reviewed our murder mystery, although it wasn't a real show that he saw. Doesn't count.
He said Good Will Hunting. What did I say? I didn't say Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I didn't, and whatever.
Thought so. And he's read my script. So he ought to at least.
I am very disappointed at the show he saw. I am. I still can't get over it. That was show number two. Show number two.
It was all a show in a place that wasn't.
And
they didn't
even have sound. I had to have somebody run and get a sound system for me. Yeah, and he said, "Hey, this not doesn't work for me."
I can assure you though, if Mike put up a clip of him doing magic, we would review his magic show.
1,000%.
Yes.
Yes.
At the Roy Rogers. It would be appointment. We would get right on it.
Yeah, and Now, where were we when he said that either he had to go or he couldn't talk because he said he had a 3-hour Zoom call? Are we going to ask him about that?
Are we allowed to talk about that on the main show or the bonus show?
That's bonus.
Oh, all right. Well, you're going to have to beep that out then, and all I won't say another.
No, that's a little word. That's a little tease for our bonus. So Mike will be joining us shortly. So,
oh, he also broke Miggity Max says in chat that Oprah would be hosting the Oscars, and that ended up not being true. He had breaking news.
Nice. When you're on vacation with Katie's family, do you and Katie have a little alone time?
You know, it's funny. We had sex once.
Okay.
And it was, I forced myself on her. She wasn't even a participant, barely. But yeah, we did have sex one time. And I was wondering, I'll bet we were the only people in the house to have sex.
Were the kids there? They were there. I saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the parents had the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if her parents or that's something that they're
maybe
doing on the...
Maybe Katie's mom was like, be nice to Joe and maybe I'll be nice to you, Frank.
I don't know. Can ask about that. I'm not comfortable asking Frank if that happened.
No, I don't think you should.
Only because he doesn't want to be talking about me and Katie. Not because I don't care about...
Don't go down that road with Frank. Yeah.
No, I won't. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not responsible for what Scott says.
That's true, but I would be wary of that.
Yeah, he would, because we've talked about that. We've talked about Katie and I's sex life on 98 Rock before, and he heard. And
he goes, cock ring?
And he goes, you know, I heard what you said. I heard what you guys were talking about.
Katie's pretty cool about that.
Well, she is, but doesn't mean that I want her father hearing
this.
But we're married. He knows we're having sex.
It doesn't mean you want
talk
to hear
about it. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't. He doesn't want to back it.
I mean, most people don't talk about their sex life to the public.
True. That's true. I wonder.
I'm amazing at blowing.
What is that from?
It's from that time you blew that guy and you told us all.
Oh, now I remember.
Remember?
I do think I would be good at that if I bent that way.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I know all the things that you need to do.
You would be thorough?
I would. Yes, I would. I would mind the
all the little
children.
Tricks.
Yeah, I do everything that was necessary. Yes, I'd be attentive. I'd do. Yeah.
But would you be like good? Like, let's just get it done with, or would you take your time with it?
Well, I look. What are you into? You know what I mean? That's the thing. I need to know what you like.
I mean, if you can get it done quickly, that seems ideal to me.
God, that's my job. I would like it done quickly.
Right.
That's...
So you think you would be, you'd be better than that at anything you could do to a woman?
No, I think I'd be the same.
Okay.
Hey, Mac.
All right, I want fucking meat.
Again, Mac says in chat, he goes, good news, Frank won't hear this, but his brother, Pat, listens.
Okay.
And he reports back.
Yeah.
To Frank, there was something that we talked about on here. I'm going to love this huge black guy with a 14-inch cock. Anyway, and then he definitely reported back to Frank something that was said on this show.
Yeah, classic Pat, the guy that married you. I'm wearing a hat that I bought at your wedding.
I see that, man. It's getting a little beat up.
I haven't worn it in a while. That's how you bought it. It was like that.
It was like a distressed.
Yeah.
All right.
It's what the kids are doing these days. So... All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll see if we can get Mike Chamberlain.
Well, before we do, I just want to make sure that the audience knows this. Robbie told us that we're not allowed to talk over the ringing because it's difficult to edit. So we're going to awkwardly, when we make this call, there's going to be this awkward, I mean, it might take him 4 rings to pick up. We're not going to say a word.
Yeah, and when Robbie told us that, I didn't really understand why, but I just went with it. Because, like, who cares if...
I still don't understand why.
I mean, if we say something and people don't hear it that well, who cares?
Yeah,
we're not going to say anything great.
I don't understand it, but we have to banter a little bit or it's just... But now we're not. We're just going to sit here.
Because I believe just the ring and no talking is more awkward than us talking and it not being completely clear.
Yeah, yes. But that's the thing about Robbie is that the clarity, that's paramount.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, for the 15 people in chat, it's going to be awkward, but for the other 2,000 people that listen, it's going to be nice and pristine. And it's not just a ringing. It's that obnoxious Skype ring that I want to get rid of as much as possible.
All right. We won't say a word during it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and then we'll shut up.
Rob's new album is now available for download. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You say an hour. Foreplay. I know, I understand. He doesn't have that much foreplay in him. This guy, he's got like 3 moves. He fucking does them in reverse and then 6, but it's really the same fucking move. You know he was doing left to right to left. It's fucking, what's he? Yeah. He's drinking White Claw. He's giving up. I mean, the fucking guy, He's just given up on life. He's stopped trying. He's like, I mean, he's like, do you have a cucumber, berry, grape, seltzer water with one calorie that if I drink 17, I can still drive legally? Do you have that? I'd like to get a bucket of that, please. Yes. You took a DNA test and you're 100% basic bitch, okay? They are good as shit, though. They're fucking tasty. All right. You can drive a school bus legally. It doesn't fucking matter.
All proceeds go to the Rob Mayer Relief Fund. Please visit robmayer.com for more info. The cheer you need is here, just in time. Comedy for the quarantine.
You could use the laughs. I could use the money.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
There he is. Mike Chamberlain, Rob and Joe Show. How you doing?
What's up, bro?
Oh, Rob and Joe Show. Rob and Joe Show. Hey, Rob Mayer, Rob and Joe Show.
There you go. How you doing, Mike?
Well, I have a bee in my bonnet. Let me just say that.
What does that mean?
And this is Rob I'm speaking to, not Joe?
No, it's both of us.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, who was the second one I just heard?
This is Joe, the one talking right now.
Who was the one I first heard?
The first voice you heard was mine, which is Rob.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So when you
good stuff.
When you guys called my voicemail a few weeks ago, there were two calls on two different weeks, and the first one was Joe, and he was like a normal person. Hey, it's Joe, Rob and Joe Show. But then when Rob Mayer called the second time, it was a little bit more – it was more phony. It was, hey, Rob here, Rob and Joe Show.
Can I say something about that? Rob used to and I'm not sure what this is about Rob, but when Rob used to have a voicemail, it was like that.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
He didn't know how to be genuine in his voicemail.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But you got better. Your current voice – we even played it on here.
Yeah, it's Mac's favorite bit.
Hey, can you play your new voicemail? Can we hear it? What do you think of this?
I don't remember what it is.
I'm going to call your phone. I'm going to call Rob's phone right now, and I'm going to – oh, shoot. Katie asked me if I wanted Chipotle. Let me say something here.
Well, she should just know that the answer is yes, right?
Okay.
When have you ever said no?
Exclamation point. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to call Rob Mayer right now, and you tell me what you think, Mike. You tell me if this is what you had described.
I've forgotten what it is.
Okay.
Don't pick up, Rob, okay?
I'll try not to, Joe. It's hard when you call for me not to pick
you
up.
You can decline it right
don't
up.
Decline
okay,
that,
here we go,
bitch.
Guys.
Ready to decline. Decline. I declined it.
Hey, you've missed me, Rob Mayer. Leave a message. I'll get back to you.
What do you think, Mike?
Ooh.
Half and half.
Really? I think that it sounds like what you were describing.
To me, that sounded like I was on my funeral. Depressed.
The first half of it is a little... phony. The second half is better.
Well, it's like, 3 seconds long.
The first second and a half sounded like a melodrama.
Please break it down by a tenth of a second.
There were 7 words. Can you tell us about each one?
I can play the original one that you had a problem with.
Yeah, yeah. Play that
all
one
right,
for Mike.
Good.
I'm sorry I missed your call. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
What was that I just heard?
That was Rob's old voicemail.
The one Joe had issue with.
Can we hear the whole thing, Robbie?
Yeah, play it again, Robbie.
I'm sorry I missed your call. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
That one is worse. It's definitely, his new one is better.
Yeah, see, I hear that and I think, man, that's perfect.
When
I'd like to recreate that.
You wish you could just use that
yes,
one.
Yes, it just sounds casual and just... relaxed, and this is just leave a message is no big deal.
Mike's like, can I hear the whole thing? Because he didn't hear the beep. He's like, it's not a real message.
This is how a director does. The detail is important, Joe.
So here's the big question, Mike. Rob sent you an email with a YouTube link of 6 individual bits.
Tracks on my album.
Tracks on his album. It was 30 minutes of unique, new to you stand-up comedy. And we want to know what you thought of it.
Well, it's one set, right? It was all done. It
correct.
Seems like at a bachelorette party at a club, I think.
There was a bachelorette party within the club, but that was 8 people out of 300.
Okay.
But yes, it was a straight set. There's no edits. It's the entire show.
Yes, I listened to it.
And your thoughts?
Not a good sign.
Okay, my thought. So this may surprise you, but it shouldn't. It didn't surprise me. You guys are pros, both of you, and it was an absolute pleasure to listen to.
Yes!
I enjoyed it very much. I mean, Rob knows what he's doing. There's a reason he's a pro. It's a reason he makes a living at it. I found it very enjoyable. He had familiar topics and yet surprising content within the topics. I mean, it totally did what it was supposed to do.
Thank you,
Mike. Make you laugh. That, by the way, that doesn't surprise me because he's right. You're a pro. But here's what kind of does annoy me a little bit. And thank God I won the acting competition. If not, I would just be a total zilch in Mike's eyes. Because when we did our, and I know I go back to this all the time, but when he read Blame the Victim, he loved it.
Yes, my script.
He was surprised by it. When he listened to your comedy, he enjoyed it. It did everything. But when I forced him to come to a show, by the way, that was a mistake. It was the first show we'd ever written. It was the second performance we ever did.
God. We weren't ready.
And we weren't ready for you. We weren't ready for you. I really want a second chance. I really do. I want a second chance. Because we're good now. We're good at this.
Oh, we're fantastic.
Yeah, and
although we
and,
were 5 months ago. Now who knows?
Yeah, we might suck again. But is it too late? Has the bridge already been burned? You're not going to, you know, fool me once kind of thing?
Yes, the bridge has been burned for that show. But as I finished this, listening to Mayer's set, I thought, wow, I'd love to hear Joe again do his stand-up. It's been a long time. I think it was maybe 20 years ago in Baltimore I heard you. So I'd love to hear yours and give a review of that.
Well, they're the same jokes.
That's I have not done actually, I did do stand-up comedy once this year, right?
Yeah, that was this year.
And once last year.
Yeah.
So two times in 2 years.
Why don't you give a little material right now?
I'm a little rusty right now, Mike. But I can't. You know why I can't do any material?
You don't remember it.
Because he will have already heard the jokes from 20 years ago.
That's true, when the pie play closer.
When he saw me, yeah, same closer, same everything. No, my attention is now focused on radio and murder mysteries and with which we're very good at. At which we're very good, you know what you mean.
Would you be willing to listen to Joe do a pregame for the Baltimore Ravens?
Absolutely.
Hey, would you be willing?
There you go.
But that's, I don't know that he'd enjoy that. Would you be willing to direct one of our murder mysteries? What about that?
Oh, boy.
you wouldn't do it?
I don't think you guys would be willing for me to direct one of them.
It's not me. I would be willing, and so would Rob. I don't know that the rest of the cast...
They're not ready for Michael.
They're not ready for the type of dictatorship that I believe that you would
I don't
bring.
Believe I'm ready either. I think... I mean, didn't Robbie call me a control freak? This sounds like something...
Can you imagine?
...that I would never do.
They think you're a control freak,
yes.
And then Mike comes in. He's got you. Hit your marks.
Hey, Mike, with your actors, do you count on them learning their lines? Is that something that's important to you as a theater director?
Yes, or read the script before day one, the showtime?
No. Know their character name?
No, because this is an improv kind of a show.
It's loose.
About spontaneity.
Yes.
And I would hope that it would derail into unexpected spontaneous stuff.
And it does.
Which
hey,
it does, yeah.
Well, we would love to have you come and see a different murder mystery than you originally saw. So, because we've had like 11 now. Well, at some point when the world gets back to normal, we'll make that
Let
up.
Me just say this, okay. Mike, and then I know every time you come on, I bug you about this. But the show that you saw, we haven't done it in 4 years.
Yes. For the final time, so we can put this on the record, yes, I saw the first show, and it was not good.
You know, I'm acknowledging that. Hey, Miggity Mac in chat said Michael Chamberlain would make the murder mystery eligible for a Helen Hayes Award.
Mike, did you have a favorite joke of mine on the album?
I had a lot of little notes here about things that I really liked.
Yeah, all right.
First of all, I want to compliment you. And this is actually a really savvy move. And I don't think it's that unique, but I thought, maybe I should do that. And that is, Rob, at the end, you do your plugs for your websites, and then you do a closing bit.
Yes.
You don't end with, I'm Rob Mayer, here's my website, thanks so much, love you all, bye-bye. You do that, and then you end with a bit, and it's good.
Well, thank you. I don't think I should take credit for that. I think that's relatively standard in the comedy business.
I
but
think
thank
it
you.
Is. Yes. I think it is. And I'm going to start doing that because I always say, I'm Michael Chamberlain. It's been great. Here's, you know, it's better to get it, you know, one before.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of things I liked. There was one line, I don't even remember, but I wrote it down. A 9-year-old at knife point. This was near the end, you said. You said
that sounds familiar.
A 9-year-old at knife point. That was a good line.
Yeah, that does sound. No, but that sounds like an hilarious line. I would have just riffed.
I don't know. It sounds a little dark to me. I don't like it. I mean, it's too sinister, but okay. A 9-year-old at knife point, who thinks that's good? It's horrible. You can imagine something worse. I guess you could be having sex with it, but other than that,
don't make it weird.
It's the worst thing it could be, right? Children are hot, and I want to have sex with them. Okay, enough.
I enjoyed the hall tree because I actually like those. When I come in from the outside in my little vestibule, I like putting my keys on a hook, putting my bike helmet on a hook, sitting on a little bench. I like the little hall.
I actually like it as well. That's a joke that is not necessarily always hits, but people need to know what I'm talking about. And the older, a wise audience like yourself will get that.
The other thing I want to say is that you're very raunchy on this set. You're a bit filthy.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it.
You liked it?
It fits you so well, and you really have an ease with it. And I think that the Rob and Joe show should get raunchier.
Yeah, I'm definitely raunchier than you on the show.
Correct, yes.
Why do you think that is? Because on your comedy is raunchy. He's right.
Yeah. I don't know.
You feel like you want to be more of a pro here doing this?
I'm pretty sure I've never really thought about it.
Maybe that's just like your voicemail. It's not genuine.
Maybe.
Be yourself. Yeah, your filthy self.
Go fuck yourself, Joe.
Hey, Mike, do you sell merch at your magic shows?
No, just the memories.
So you're going to start doing your plug and then do your closer. All right. So you've seen our murder mystery. You've listened to my comedy. You've seen Joe live 20 years ago. When do we get to go see you do magic?
Dude, I've seen Mike do magic.
Okay. Well, I haven't.
I have. I've seen him. He was at a party at Robbie's house when Robbie lived in Pasadena. And he did, I think it was a new trick that he had where he pierced a giant playing card. Does that sound familiar, Mike?
Well, the gig doesn't sound familiar. Was this?
It's not a gig. You were just kind enough to show this trick to the people at this party.
Okay. Have no recollection of this at
no.
all. Or the trick.
Have you done any gigs in this quarantine situation?
Some things are starting to roll in here and there. Some of them aren't safe. And I've turned them down.
Be more specific when you say it wasn't safe.
So I'm a firm, I'm really adhering to the guidelines of a mask, 6 feet away at least, and outdoors. And those are
outdoors
three things
too. Okay.
But you're not always going to get those. Like I could be outdoors performing. I have a mask, but the audience doesn't. Or we could be inside, and we all have masks, but we're inside, which isn't as safe.
So you want people that are outside to also be wearing, in the audience, to also be wearing masks?
Well, it depends on what type of magic it is. If it's close-up magic,
right,
like strolling magic, and I'm coming right up to you, and you're putting a coin in your hand or
right,
something like that, I'm closer to you if that's what the client wants, then ideally, you should have a mask. Yeah, when I go outside, I wear a mask all the time because you never know what's around the corner. You don't know if somebody's going to come around the corner without a mask and start coughing.
Because that happens all the time in my life.
How many times has that happened to you in your life?
It's happened twice.
In your life?
I had a lot of incidents. I was taking the garbage out on my front stoop. I had a mask on, and the street seemed clear. And then around the corner came a bunch of rowdy young adults, and this guy walked right in front. He didn't have a mask, and he sneezed twice, and he didn't put his nose in his arm. He didn't have a mask. He didn't even apologize.
Son of a bitch. I could
understand in the beginning, in the early weeks, a few months, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, you're used to it. At least acknowledge it. But he just kept right going, and I said, hey, man, pull it together. And he just looked at me like, who's that?
You know? You confronted somebody?
Oh, I'm shaming people all over the place. Absolutely.
you seem to, because I usually don't confront people.
Oh, I'm a big agitator.
Has anybody ever tried to fight you?
About this specific issue around the masking and the pandemic? Or
I guess
just in general,
yeah, just for involving yourself in other people's business?
No.
Well, that's good, because they would get their ass kicked.
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, it could happen, right? I mean, I'm aware of that. I was like, well, that guy could have kicked my ass. I mean,
well, Mike, I know one thing.
Poor girl.
One thing that I know, no matter how bad the world gets, people will still want and need magic. So you're going to be just fine.
I gotta imagine that as far as the arts go, it's one of the most in jeopardy. What could be more in jeopardy than magic?
Okay.
It involves people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
To actually interact with them.
Right.
Yeah,
because
it does.
So much about interaction. Right. Exactly.
Do you regret your choices then that you made in life?
Oh, those regrets, they happened long ago. I mean, it's not about this.
It's both of your things that you do well are in jeopardy. Small theater companies and magic.
All theater companies. All,
I mean, you might as well be a palm reader, too. Just really fuck yourself.
Are you a good actor, Mike?
Yeah. Am I a good actor?
Correct.
Do you mean like playing a role in a play?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I actually have a lot of respect for you in terms of what you know about film and what you know about directing and what you know about acting. But you don't seem like the type of person that could transform necessarily into too many different things.
Yeah. So I know what you mean. So in certain comedic roles, I can be quite good, but I'm no fool. I mean, I there's a lot of things I couldn't play. I'm no, let's bring him up again. I'm no Danny Day-Lewis here. You know,
we know that.
Transform.
Yes. Now, Mike, you know that set that you listened to? I was opening up for David Koechner, who's an actor. Are you familiar with his work at all?
The last name sounds familiar.
Have you seen Anchorman?
No, he wouldn't have seen that.
He saw him in Thank You for Not Smoking.
Okay. Oh, Thank You for Not Smoking is a good film. Did you like that, Mike?
Yeah, a few weeks ago or months ago, you texted me, and I think you were in the middle of a show, and you said, have you heard of this guy?
Yeah, that sounds like us.
And you sent photos of him in Anchorman and these other things.
Have you been catching up on TV shows or movies during this quarantine?
At first, it was like, you know, a kid in a candy store. Oh, here goes the Criterion Channel every night. But now it's just sort of – I'm very picky about what I watch. I haven't watched anything. Actually, I've discovered the Merv Griffin Show. Old episodes of the Merv Griffin Show.
You've discovered it.
Oh, wow. Boy, do you have a lot of fun.
Do you find him to be one of the greats of all time in terms of talk show hosts?
Well – I'll tell you what was so fascinating. A couple of these were from the 60s, and he has Dick Gregory come on. And I think, I would love to see Dick Gregory do comedy. And he doesn't really do comedy. He does a tiny set. And then he talks about civil rights. And it is a serious, very in-depth, quite long conversation about civil rights. Then a doctor came on, Timothy Leary, and talked about LSD. I was surprised at how much no-nonsense it was. I thought these were really interesting full-length conversations that we just don't get on these shows.
Yeah,
now.
If only we could get somebody to talk about civil rights today.
Yeah, it is tough.
Or get doctors on to talk about issues.
I'm looking here. Apparently, I didn't realize this. I'm reading about the great Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
He was he had Abby Hoffman on as a guest in the 70s. Said the network was uncomfortable with some of the guests he wanted because they spoke out against the Vietnam War. I didn't realize that. This guy was
a real pushed the envelope.
Yeah,
he's
my favorite progressive.
My favorite Merv of all time. Now, were you sad that Regis Philbin died? Were you a fan of his work?
He was on my radar.
On my radar.
I wake up in the morning and I'll just say, you know, I might say someone's – Olivia de Havilland's on my radar.
Sure.
You know? And then sure enough, about a week later, they kick it. So he's been on my radar. But he wasn't high on it because he wasn't that old.
If you're not doing magic, you're not really watching TV or movies, what are you doing?
Rearranging furniture.
How much? That can't take all day.
What, do you have a mansion?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Come on. What are you doing all day?
We're rearranging the furniture. There's been a lot of, you know, dealing with the unemployment, looking for other jobs. There's plenty to do. Oh, I've been doing a lot of cycling, a lot of biking. I've gotten in a
you
lot
have?
Of exercise.
Do you wear your mask while you bike?
Absolutely.
That's, you wear a helmet?
Seems ridiculous.
Helmet and a mask when you bike?
I wear a helmet and a mask.
What kind of bike do you have? Do you have a like a competitive, like an expensive bike?
I do the bike share, the Capital Bike Share.
Nice.
A used bike is what you have.
So you're riding a used bike, but you're wearing a mask.
I'm sure it's much more disgusting.
Are you wearing a mask right now?
Than the cherry blossoms as they go by. You don't want to breathe that in, but you'll certainly wrap your hand around this hand. Do you sanitize these bikes
yeah.
as you riddled
Absolutely.
With COVID?
Right. And let me just say that before COVID, I was already a germaphobe. I opened every door with my elbow. I punched elevator keys with my knuckles. I used my shirt to turn doorknobs. Always. So I didn't have to adjust that much. I always use hand sanitizer when I get on and off a bike. I'm using it all the time.
Yeah, I've been on Purell for a while.
I remember hearing a story about you using a ketchup bottle from a restaurant and then licking the top of that bottle. That's not what
yes.
a germaphobe would do. That's the exact opposite.
I thought about that the other day. I thought about this very incident because when I did it, it was funny. I wasn't really aware of it. I did it, and then the friend I was across from said, "You just licked the top of that ketchup bottle. What are you doing?"
You and spaced.
I thought, ooh, you're right. So now I lick all my own ketchup bottles at home. I always lick it in remembrance of that.
In honor. So we're going to end this show, but Mike, we have a couple things that we need to discuss with you for the bonus show. And he just kind of said something that led me to one of the answers.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Robbie, we're not allowed to just have the chat listen to this part of this extra bonus.
No, we're going to transition. We're going to shut them off.
All right. Sorry, chat.
Sorry, chat. Yeah.
I mean, most
of the people in chat are likely patrons, right?
Yeah, but they didn't hear the first part of it. So.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
But, you know, they'll be okay. All right. That's the show. But you'll hear more of Michael on our bonus show, Patreon, later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.